major label and a nice four-figure deal and a promo guy able to make you think that we are real. Or if we got a nomination for a Grammy, maybe we could start a comeback and an agent could get us back on MTV. If our good friend Snake Finger hadn't had a heart attack, or if we had a Negro singer who could do some mellow rap. Once when we were on tour, we were doing a sound check at the House of Blues in Las Vegas, and James Brown, the godfather of soul himself, made an unexpected appearance. Well, it seems that James was, he was just looking at the place. He was thinking about possibly appearing there himself, and he came up and we spoke for a moment. And I told James that I had met him once before, back in 1965. A bunch of us had just seen him in concert in Lafayette, Louisiana. And after the show, we were out riding around and we saw their bus pulled over to the gas station. So we got out and we started talking to the performers, and it turned out that they hadn't built all of the entrances to a new freeway in South Louisiana, and they were lost. They didn't know how to get there. So one of the guys went to school down there, and he said, yeah, I know the way. Come on, follow me. I'll show you how to get there. So James got in the Cadillac with his wife and his manager. And everybody else got in the bus, and the truck came along, and we went through all these back streets for 10 or 15 minutes. Finally, you could see the freeway. James stopped and he got out of the Cadillac and he walked up. And he shook hands with all of us through the window of the car and he thanked us. And for me, it was absolutely one of the most amazing moments of my entire life. But for James Brown, it was just another night on the road that he had long forgotten. It was wonderful. Living in a land that's pimping war to save our SUV.